This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I love how Project Veritas actually gets the undercover video that mirrors what the WikiLeaks show, but Hillary doesn't even deny these are real. They've got data dump, whatever it is today, with new incredible revelations coming out. But look at DrudgeReport.com. Talk about in real time as we're breaking all this down, Drudge is, you know, on top of it and even finding stuff we didn't find. Cities push for illegals to vote. We were covering that. That's Bloomberg, how great it is. Dead cast ballots in Chicago. From the grave in Philly. Vote flipping Maryland. Election fraud in Florida. Fake registration Virginia. And this is all documented. And that's just the last hour's news. The problem is there's literally, I don't exaggerate, 100 or more articles a day with election officials, you name it, certifying that all over the country they're flipping to Hillary. By the way, I'm not somebody that's hype-driven. Everybody knows that. I really go with what the truth is. I almost said this a few weeks ago, but I didn't because it wasn't overwhelming. It is now overwhelming. I have Democrats, because Austin's mainly a Democrat city, come up and apologize, whisper to me that they're really supporting Trump. They understand what's happening. They're scared she's going to start a war. They understand she's part of the mafia, on and on and on. And that all the Democrats they know are actually voting for Trump. And then I hear that on talk radio. I see it all over. My parents' friends, I'd say 70% of them are liberals. And they're nice people. They're old-fashioned liberals, you know. They're all for Trump. I mean, they're just like cannot stand Hillary. And I just started really thinking and talking to other folks around the country. I was talking to Daria, whose parents live in New York. They say everybody's for Trump. They don't know anyone that's for Hillary. Unless you go to the richest neighborhoods, and then that's it. I mean, it's so elitist. And I'm not against the wealthy, but she's starting a class war. She's part of the crony elite that don't want a free market. And then they've got the nerve to badmouth money all day when these are pigs that steal the money from the Haitians. And it's time for all the black organizations and others. I mean, after the robbery of Haiti of billions, to go public against Hillary. I mean, there's never been a clearer choice here, ladies and gentlemen. Never. It's so incredibly clear. I don't even know what to say at this point. But continuing, 8 points vanish in 4 days, even in her staged polls. 70% of her supporters want Obama. That's right. They don't want her. AI predicts Trump win. I should have pointed that out. That's what I keep breaking down for everybody. That's out of CNBC. It's the Google bots. It's the big corporate bots. It's what's in the subscription business journals that are all on board for centralized government and want Hillary because they've already got the system rigged. But they admit, oh my God, we've got to fight hard. Trump is going to have a tsunami. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to Google searches alone, on average, Trump's got 20-plus times the searchability of Hillary. And then you look at the positive metrics, it's 10 times or more. I mean, this really spells gargantuan, tsunami, insane asylum-level victory for Trump. And they've got everybody convinced with oversampling that he's in a dead heat with her. So they can try to steal this thing. And they want Trump to sit there like Bernie Sanders did, and just accept them stealing the nomination. He didn't do it. Trump knows he's got a fight. He knows this is coming. It's in the WikiLeaks. They're going to rig the election. We have them. We have them in the WikiLeaks. We have them on the polls. We have them on the ground. We have their national directors from every frickin' angle, man. Open and shut. There isn't a jury in the world wouldn't lock their asses up if we had real prosecutors in this country that weren't political hacks. And I understand that they're controlled by people on top. A lot of them are not bad people. That's why we're seeing all these leaks. The leaks are not from the Russians. I mean, some of them have been, a very small percentage. The Russians, when they leak something, admit it. Like ClimateGate. Okay, thank God we learned the UN was over 1,000 universities hiding the decline and, you know, fixing the numbers to get carbon taxes. Thank you, Russia. Russia doesn't want a bunch of carbon taxes. They're about to collapse, just like we are. So, yeah, they did that. Oh, this other stuff? Just like William Binney told you 6 months ago. It's coming from U.S. intelligence agencies that have some shred of sanity left in their minds. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. The big AI systems show whopping victory for Trump.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We need to win this motherfucker.
Hillary, like, is aware of all the work that you guys do, I hope.
The campaign is fully hers.
And then they tell Hillary, like, what's going on.
Well, I mean, Hillary knows who the chain of command.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting we wait around. We need to start this right away.
Okay.
On every one of these fronts.
Okay.
What I call this conflict engagement.
That's your version of re-enfranchisement.
Conflict engagement in the lines at Trump rallies. We're starting anarchy here.
This is part one of our undercover investigation into the dark, backroom dealings of the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. The culmination of a year-long investigation infiltrating the machine from the bottom all the way to the White House. There are concerns this election will be rigged. What you're about to see will make you uncomfortable and angry. It's graphic, uncensored, and disturbing. Our attorneys say there is strong evidence of criminality, and this is just part one.
A lot of free union guys, they'll do better.
Oh yeah,
you won. And they're rock and roll.
So I'm basically deputy traffic response director for the DNC for all things Trump on the ground. Nobody's really supposed to know about me.
No, I'm saying we have mentally ill people, but we pay.
It's your shit.
Make no mistake.
It's gonna be Cesar Vargas.
I got a priest to cry on camera once.
So Bob is really good friends with them, and talked to them this afternoon, and they are all in. If we can get $25,000, they're all in.
There is a narrative that supporters at Trump rallies are violent and dangerous, looking to beat up protesters who don't agree with them. But our undercover investigation into the Hillary Clinton Democratic Party machine reveals a very different story.
If you're there and you're protesting and you do these actions, you will be attacked at Trump rallies. That's what we know.
So that's part of the process. Of eliciting the reaction.
The whole point of it is we know that Trump's people will freak the f*** out. The security team will freak out. And his supporters will lose their s***.
This is Scott Fogel. He is the National Field Director for Americans United for Change. He used to work for People for the American Way, an organization funded by George Soros. He also has his own company called the Fogel Group. He is one of the dark operatives for the Clinton campaign.
It doesn't matter what the freaking...
Now, the reason I wanted to start this hour with that information is a fellow has visited me here in Austin. I've been on his station for many years. He's a general manager there. Matt Dubiel's a father, a patriot. His videos went the most viral, tens of millions of views total. That's not even counting when they aired on CNN, Fox, you name it. When he was there with his family and was just trying to go see Trump and saw police being beat up, citizens being attacked, Trump supporters being beaten, women being beaten up by men. I mean, imagine if Trump people did this and he got a lot of the different videos inside and outside. Now, remember, back when this happened, back in March, 6 months ago or more, the media said Trump people were attacking Sanders folks, but we later had our Chicago Police Department source, days after I talked to Matt, confirm this. Stone had another source confirming it, that they had MoveOn.org buses. It's now come out in the WikiLeaks and other documents, as well as what Project Veritas got, coming in dressed up like Sanders supporters. They were hiring mentally ill people, drug addicts, giving them sometimes $1,200 a day. But they had to go get in a fight. Couple hundred bucks. Jack Daniels, vodka, drugs, this is all come out. But you got to go knock somebody upside the head. And the bird dogging is you go up and you hit them below in a crowd so people don't see what's happening. And I've had anarchists do this to me, communists do it. They'll come up and hit you in the back and then wait for you to turn around and knock them upside the head so they get you arrested. So this is how they operate, ladies and gentlemen. And I've dealt with it. So many times I've had these people hit me in the ribs, and I know full well I'm getting set up, where they, you know, scream, kill Michelle Malkin, and then I wasn't saying it, and then say I was saying it. I mean, they're very sophisticated. Thank God we had video that I wasn't the one saying it, though, so that big national attack piece fell apart. But I've had them try this on me at least five times, setting me up in crowds. Okay, so the good news is the police, they're not perfect, nobody is, but they're on to these scams. So we're going to go to Matt Dubiel until about 45 after, because I want to set this up, though. We're going to be here in a few minutes. He's the vice president and general manager of WCKG Radio in Chicago, 1530. And most recently, he made, again, national headlines on Drudge, Fox and Friends, Inside Edition, CNN, for his criticism of the TSA screening of his three-year-old son. And then, of course, more recently, with the whole situation at the Trump rally in Chicago, which was the beginning of our investigation. But what's amazing is everything he said has now come true. And here's Donald Trump in the last debate calling Hillary out for it.
Those people, I don't know those people. I have a feeling how they came. I believe it was her campaign that did it. Just like if you look at what came out today on the clips, where I was wondering what happened with my rally in Chicago and other rallies where we had such violence. She's the one in Obama that caused the violence. They hired people, they paid them $1,500, and they're on tape saying, be violent, cause fights, do bad things.
There you go. And he goes on to point out what she's doing is criminal. Now, the reason I wanted to play that is this is a big national issue now, one of the chief issues of the dirtiness of that rat Hillary. Now, here's Matt, right after it happened, breaking down the evidence that it was MoveOn.org, George Soros, Hillary, and the whole setup, now proven completely accurate. Folks, we're like accurate 99% of the time. It's ridiculous how on target we are. That's why major intelligence agencies around the world listen, not just the U.S. government. That's why people all over the planet listen to InfoWars, because we've done the research. And it's important that we point that out, because this broadcast has the talking points and the information that will bring these people down. So here's Matt back in March, right after the staged riots.
Is what they're not really talking about at that event. It was a peaceful event until the moment when they announced that it was canceled or postponed for safety concerns. And then you saw all the people that were in the crowd that were virtually sleeper cells. And I don't want to use that term because I know that they weren't.
No, that's what it is. They're hired by George Soros. He's taking credit. Hillary, and they're blaming Sanders. It's incredible. They paid him to do it. They're under orders. They're mercenaries. And they go in and they do this. And as soon as they knew that happened, okay, now we're not going to disrupt Trump. Now we're going to activate, because our threats work, to shut it down. And now we're going to cause a melee so they can run headlines saying the most dangerous place to be in the world is a Trump rally for a chilling effect. Okay, so going to Matt Dubiel of WCKG.com, 1530 a.m. there in Chicago. The reason this is important is they tried to cover it up. It's all come out, and it's all over mainstream news today that Hillary has failed and the media has failed. They're all very down on themselves to suppress the emails, and it's really hurting Hillary. So isn't that just terrible that they've failed in their criminal conspiracy against the American people? Matt, great to have you on with us.
Alex, thanks for having me. I want to really express some gratitude for what you do and for InfoWars, because without you, and I mean this from my heart, without you and without these stories being told, I cannot imagine what kind of election this would be. I cannot imagine what kind of country we would be where the lies are allowed to go on and the bullies are allowed to keep on bullying. I mean, imagine the Project Veritas videos. I didn't know about them until your organization, InfoWars, started talking about them. And because you started talking about them, we started talking about them. And because of that, my cell phone's blowing up because I used to work with the guy on the video. And then I'm going, oh my gosh, look at all these pieces we put together. And then you see presidential candidate Donald Trump, who I gotta say, on the debate, when he was very presidential, because if it were me on the debate stage, having personally been in Chicago and seen the evil that rooted itself, and I will call them sleeper cells now, because those people and the people behind this are terrorists. They should be brought up on domestic terrorism charges. Because
they're involved in racketeering to suppress our free speech.
It's criminal. It is deplorable. And it's disgusting, frankly. And I can't believe that Trump handled himself the way he did.
Because he just gets more presidential as he goes. But just to expand on that, with Drudge and Veritas and all of us in local stations feeding the intel in, that's why we're giving them a major run for their money. And they're seriously panicking. I totally agree with you, but the fact that we're bringing this back up and Obamacare back up just is more of the greatest lies, the greatest hits they've been involved in.
The truth, this is the beauty of freedom of speech. This is why you let people talk. This is why you let people speak their mind, because smart people will figure out what is garbage and what is real. You don't want to suppress opposing ideas. You want to let them talk, because the more you let them talk, the more criminals will be seen for the criminals they are, and shady people will be
found. I'm glad you say that, because we invite socialists, globalists, liberals on all the time. 99 times out of 100, I mean, literally, maybe one out of 200 times will they come on. They will not defend themselves because they're all following talking points. I've seen 1,000 articles the last week attacking me, over 1,000. They all are the same talking points in the same order with someone else's name on it. I mean, this is incredible.
They don't have earpieces. So if they had an earpiece, perhaps they would be willing to do it. That's why audiences respond to Trump, because he's able to talk to them. Now, listen, the guy's not perfect. We have to watch him. You always have to watch the watchers. You can't trust anything. This idea that we're waiting for a hero and that Superman is going to fly in on his cape and run the country and bring us to victory is what got us into this mess with.
No, you're absolutely right.
And the last 8 years.
But we know with Hillary, she's pure certified evil.
Yes. Somebody put it really great to me a few weeks ago. They said, all right, behind, and maybe somebody on your show, they said there's two doors. And behind one of the doors is a man-eating bear. And behind the other door might be a man-eating bear, might be a teddy bear, might be who knows. You know what's behind door number one. At least you got a chance with what's behind door number two. And then, by the way, it's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to every single American person to make sure that the Constitution is upheld and protected. It's our job.
And we're bringing all that back. And exactly, the globalists are already behind the scenes. They know it's in door number two. They know he's a populist. They know he's a patriot. They know he sees himself as an underdog. He really wants to empower this country. Now, he might be manipulated. He is very pig-headed. That's why they hate him. He will take basically almost no one's advice. Strangely enough, unless you just really straight shoot him. The media can't stand the fact that Trump actually listens to me, because nobody else seems to. But, I mean, it's just crazy to be in this day and age and to know for a fact Trump is real. But you're right. He's a man like anybody else. We can't put everything in him. We've got to just use him as a figurehead to try to bring the republic back.
And just because you like something doesn't mean you have to be against something else. If you're going to be against something else, be against lying. Be against corruption. Be against dissolving the Constitution. Those are the things that I think that we can all agree on together that are not worthy endeavors, and then we can unite against those things. But just because you're going, you know, there's people here, there's so many closet Trump fans. It's going to be a very interesting election in a few days here, because there are so many people that are just waiting in the weeds and not saying what they're doing. And you look around and you talk to the cab drivers and you talk to the working people of the country, whether no matter.
That was my next question. Matt Dubiel, station manager there at WCKG.com, 1530 a.m. in Chicago. I was going to say this a few weeks ago because it was already there, but it got so over the top now that I can tell you, I have Democrats running up to me, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, you name it, you know, waiters at restaurants, cab drivers stopping and seeing me, people at grocery stores, of all walks of life going, they really are set up against Trump. Hillary really does work for the mob. She really does want war. And I ask them, I go, do your other Democrat friends feel the same? They go, absolutely. I don't know anybody that isn't voting for Trump. And then you're like, oh, my gosh, no wonder they're having to add 9, 10, 20, 30, 40 points oversampling of Democrats to claim she's in the lead. And even with all that oversampling, he's now in the lead in most battleground states. So what is your smart guy? What does your gut tell you is coming? And what is it they're going to pull? We got 10 days left here.
I've been overcome with a sense of peace about this. I've been really bottled up and really pent up about this whole thing for a little while and really quiet. And, wow. And just this week, I got overwhelmed with a sense of peace about
it. Let me just stop you. I got to interrupt. This is, we did not talk before you came on, did we?
No.
I said this on the show earlier this week. I have been so bottled up. I couldn't sleep, so upset, like I wasn't doing enough. And it's the craziest thing. On Monday, driving to work, this peace hit me. And I have just been so much more at peace. It's crazy. It's like I felt America come back from the dead Monday. Are you saying you felt that?
That's exactly what I'm feeling. Exactly how I feel. And it's a very calming feeling. And that doesn't mean that I want to it's a feeling of, you know, there's people by me that don't want to put yard signs up. I don't care if I have a yard sign. Before, I would be like, no way, we're not putting a Trump sign in our yard, or we're not doing this, we're not doing that. I have this feeling like it's okay. Things are going to be okay. And I believe that the people that you see at these rallies, these Trump rallies, these thousands of Americans, my parents, baby boomers and their parents. My grandmother is 98 years old. She will tell you until you'll stop listening how Donald Trump is going to be the next president. Now, there is a little bit of danger in that because, again, we don't want to get into the same situation where, you know, oh, the president is Superman with the cape standing above us all and impervious to judgment and being held accountable. We have to hold our leaders accountable. However, I do feel that there is that everything is going to work out. I do believe that America is on the upswing, even when you hear a guy like Michael Moore. who I don't ever want to hear. I don't ever want to see. But I watched that clip and I thought, yeah, Michael Moore is telling the story about Trump taking on Ford.
And for those that haven't heard it, let's try to cue that up for the next segment. And I analyze what he did. He gives like a 5-minute speech and he admits that we've been screwed over by globalists. Both parties have done it. Now both parties are against Trump. People see it. They want to send a big FU signal. That's his quote to them. That's how he baits you in the beginning of the film and the trailers and promos, because he knows Trump's like 70% now. He just wants to make money. Then he baits you in the second half of the movie, endorses Hillary, and gives some pseudo-intellectual garbage. But the fact that he still has to act like he's with the populist and with Flint, because that's his whole identity, shows this crisis of conscience they're having.
It's one of those things where I think that a lot of people have had it, and they laid silent. They didn't vote the last election. They didn't think their vote mattered in the last election. It's not cool. It's not hip to be. I tell you what, you bring up Trump at one of my kids' schools, and in certain areas, boy, you're like a leper. You can't even talk about the guy. And for that reason, a lot of people will not discuss it. But what happens when people go out and actually punch their ticket and vote, which everybody gets to do here, and some people more than often than they should, unfortunately, that's where I think the tide is going to turn. And either way, I think that it's going to be a landslide victory. I think that it's going to be a really empowering and inspiring. But even if it isn't, I have this feeling of peace about it, because that's what's going to lead to the next.
There you go. Even if they steal it, which I believe Trump's going to win, if they're going to have to steal it, it's the animating contest of liberty. It's like we're learning to lift, weights again or jog. We're getting stronger as we move forward, and Trump is exposing the globalists, the inside deals. This is irrevocable damage he's causing. That's why there's no corporate money. That's why all the internal Republican emails say we've got to stop him, and let's get Paul Ryan's, family member, a Supreme Court justice. Hillary wants him to have that. It's revealing the whole sordid mess, and the more they try to twist things to stay in power, the more they burn themselves down in self-immolation. So I don't put a good face on things. I'm always accused of being the fearmonger. I wasn't fearmongering. I was saying what was really going on to get the giant awake, to get him out of bed. And let's now it's happening.
Because what the fearmongering is the crap that they're pulling off at these rallies. What the fearmongering is then the storytelling about who is doing the deed at the Chicago rally. Oh, these Trump people are terrible. Oh, they're idiots. Oh, they're inbred. They're this. They're rednecks. They're that. No, they're not. They're really great American people. I saw veterans. I saw people with their kids. And let me tell you, Alex, I almost brought my kids to that rally in Chicago. My wife and I went. And when I found out what was happening, I was scared witless. And
well, let me expand on this. I physically, as a father, if I tried to go to a mainline political rally and there were thugs hired by Hillary to try to beat me and my kids up, I'm not looking for trouble. I'm one of these guys that shoots his mouth off, but I mean, you start flipping some switches here that don't get flipped back. These people are the enemy, and that's why we knew. You notice the police canceled the rally, and that's the intel we got. They knew they were sending over 1,000 people to cause a riot. The police had to cancel because they knew they were planning to have a stampede. You name it. This is the criminal activity. And then they attack the police, and Democrats are on TV saying, oh, we love them bleeding and all this crap. They're trying to cause a civil war when they're the corrupt establishment. I mean, It is so ridiculous.
Thank God for those Chicago cops. The cops are getting a bad rap because of certain areas in Chicago and a murder rate in a gangland area. Those cops saved countless people that night. When we left, when my wife and I left, we bugged the heck out of there so fast it made your head spin. But when we left, they were smashing cars. These thugs, these kids that they paid to go in there to tear the joint up, were smashing people's cars with bricks. They were one cop was bloodied up. It was a melee, and they took that area over. And then they blamed it on somebody else, the Bernie supporters. And all the while, and I forget the organization that was that had the Craigslist ads that I found after the event, where they showed that they were hiring. They had job ads that were out saying, hey, we're going to pay you $15 to infiltrate this event and do damage. And then they treated one of the community organizers that was at the event instigating as though he was some local hero, and made it a Black Lives Matter thing and twisted it and turned it. And then to come to find out that it's all orchestrated It's like what you thought was true was true. What you thought was true was true. What I thought was true turned out to be
true. We now have the WikiLeaks, the documents, and let's explain. You demonized black people in general by going out and racistly hiring black people to go attack. That's what they did. You demonize Sanders people by blaming it on them, and then you also blame it on Trump, who's left out. Hillary and the Chicago mob. That's where she comes from. It's what her dad did. I mean, this is how you manage all the little people, the dumbasses. That's what she called the new WikiLeaks, her dumb supporters. We'll be right back with Matt Dubiel. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Wow.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So we're in that weird flux space where the globalists saw major upheaval coming decades ago. It's in the major Defense Department reports, Ministry of Defense reports out of the UK as well in 2007 when they declassified a lot of it. And they know there's a revolution coming against the worldwide corporate tyranny. And that's even in the Washington Post now. World government's in trouble. We did rip people off. What do we do? More global taxes and this time really redistribute. But that's always the cover for more power and more centralization and more cronyism. And along comes Donald Trump riding a wave of nationalism globally. And make no mistake, he's a big wave coming in, but he's only one wave, just like InfoWars is one wave, or Matt Drudge is another wave. All of you are just as important as we are. Matt Dubiel, the eyes and ears of the people, you know, they're managing a station, doing his own show on 1530 in Chicago, WCKG.com. We're going back to him in just a moment. But I want to open the phones up as well while he's here with us in this hour, then Roger Stone's popping in, about what do you make of all the vote flipping coming in and dead people voting? I mean, CBS, ABC, to their credit, local news is all confirming it with election officials in Illinois and in Maryland and in Texas and in Colorado and in Virginia and in Florida. And I mean, you name it. There are so many reports pouring in at vote@InfoWars.com. That's the email, vote@InfoWars.com. And if you see fraud or evidence, send it to us there. That's where we're getting all these tips from around the country. And it makes my head spin to then see mainstream media go, the Russians are hacking everything, the Russians are taking over, it's the worst election ever, the UN's coming in with the EU to oversee our elections, emergency, emergency, Trump's trying to steal it. Meanwhile, there's no such thing as election fraud. It's totally insane if you believe it exists. On and on and on. And then I've got Bloomberg, as I mentioned, going, yes, cities are passing laws for illegals to vote, and yes, they're voting, but what's the big deal? Trump's a fearmonger. It doesn't exist. They're doing some weird psychological warfare stuff where they discredit themselves in front of you. It's really sophisticated stuff, but I don't see it working. Or maybe it's not sophisticated. Maybe it's just the mental illness of con men once they get caught to just keep trying to run the same scam. We're going back to Matt here in just a moment. Before we go any further, I sell things that I use that I believe in that are high quality. I mean, if I go to Cabela's and find some cook stove I think's great, I say, hey, call this company, buy 2,000 of them, try to get a better price than anybody's got and sell them. Yeah, I mean, that's what I do. There's particular optics I really like. I say, hey, let's pick those up and sell those in the store. The best water filtration systems, the best non-GMO heirloom seeds, the best nutraceuticals. About a third of what we sell at InfoWarsLife.com is private labeled from some of the biggest organic producers in the country. Some of these formulas are 30 years old, absolute benchmarks, and we'll just discount them 15, 20%, give it a new name, and you know, sell it that way. High quality, low price, what we believe in. We've got some Rolls-Royce products as well that are, again, a third or less what competitors are, like the DNA Force. We've got some things that are $9.95, though. 25% off on Brain Force. The Amazing Nootropic, that ends this weekend. Just go check it out for yourself. 30 to 40% off on super high-quality storable foods produced right here in America in Utah. We can only do this discount every once in a while, but people are taking advantage of this. 30 to 40% off. If you ever thought about getting storable food with all the war talk and the economy and the rest of it, this is insurance you can eat for 25 years. This is insurance you'll be able to always use. And with inflation, you'll be able to save money in the future eating your investments. So you cannot lose with this. Because on top of it, you're supporting the InfoWar, a 360 win. So make no mistake, we're doing amazing things together. Thank you for your support. We are the tip of the spear. You are at the heart of that. Look at how everything Hillary does turns to pure crap. Look at how all their evil is being brought out into light. Look at how good is beginning to stand up, and it's only beginning. So your financial support of this broadcast and our local stations, being a sponsor, supporting the local stations, spreading the word, that's just as important as supporting this operation and what we do. But, you know, the network's got its spots. That's great. That doesn't fund our operation. I fund our operation 70-80% through direct sales. We have some great sponsors as well. But understand, you cannot spend money someplace to get better products at better prices to support a better cause. It is a win, 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 win. And even if you don't want to check into high-quality colloidal silver at the lowest price you're going to find it at the highest quality, fine. Just spread the links, the videos, the articles. That's what really matters. Your time, your energy is what's really valuable. And we've got this new video out that basically shows the nuclear war that's going to be started. Most experts agree if Hillary Clinton gets in and has her way, she's evil. She wants it. She says she wants it. We have her on tape saying she wants war with Russia. She wants war and all this other garbage. The video's on InfoWars.com. This viral video will have Hillary running scared. That actually has her running scared. And it's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Now, listen, A lot of folks will say, you put this up at 5 o'clock yesterday. As of showtime, it had 1 million views. 700,000 on Facebook, another 300,000 or so on our two YouTubes. That isn't enough, okay? I want 20 million views by the end of the weekend. And because I know this will devastate them. I know this is the most powerful political ad of this cycle. This is what they did against Barry Goldwater, but it was the opposite. The warmonger was LBJ. We're actually turning it around at them right now. This is the ad. This is it. This is the 2016 version of the 1964 version. So this is it. Now you want to start your attack run, folks, on the Death Star. This is what you load onto your X-Wing. You need to get this out to everybody, and I mean aggressively. I'm begging our stations to air it. I'm begging everyone. I'm begging. Please. I did another video yesterday that we have time on the plate. I was going to air it now, but I want to continue with our guest. Where they have rappers that sing to the Obama kids, and Hillary goes, literally saying, I drug women and rape them, and they don't know I had sex with them, and I bitch slap them. These are lyrics. And then this arrogant witch, Hillary and her cohort, Michelle, get up there on TV and shake, I'm so scared when I heard the Trump video and he makes kids listen to it. You're the ones that secretly recorded it and edited it out of context and then ran with it. While you're funding radical Muslims to cut women's genitals off everywhere. Hillary stays in the same hotel room with a creepazoid Abedin. Uma, whose mother is the top pusher of genital mutilation of women. What the hell? You people have... Matt, that's the thing. Like you said, I kind of sat out the last election because I just hold my nose. Republican Party's horrible. Now they're against Trump. No certification. McCain, Obama. I was so sick of Bush. I wasn't for Obama, but I just kind of hung back. Now it's so clear, but the hypocrisy... Does the mainstream media know that they're basically killing themselves?
I think they must. They look at their numbers. Their ratings are down. Their web traffic is down. Their web properties are a fugazi. The number one and number two broadcasting companies are on the verge of bankruptcy. They're on the verge of being delisted. One of them had to do a reverse stock split the other last week. Their stock was at 32 cents a share. These companies don't know what they're doing. And what they're doing is instead of moving forward and going with where things should be going, they're trying to hang on to what they got and fight off. And that's exactly what these parties are doing. The Republican Party, the Democrat Party, they're all bullying. And that's really what it is. You talked about getting hit in the stomach at events and them sending people into the event. That is classic bullying. The bully pretends like they didn't do anything when the teacher comes around or when the authority figure comes around. And then they blame somebody else. And then all the while, the person that was trying to break up the bullying is the one blamed for being the bully. These people here, and what people have to realize here is this is not a thing about being a Democrat or a Republican. This is Hillary's a bad person. She's a criminal. It is criminal activity. If it were not for InfoWars, if it were not for O'Keefe, who, and that's another issue, by the way, is when I, you ask people to share your video, which is great. And it's really, hits you hard, but you share that stuff and then people come at you. And some of the comments I'm getting about O'Keefe are, oh, he's this or, oh, and I'm not going to repeat it because when you say it, you give it power. I'm not going to.
Sure. What you've got is a bunch of followers who pick up on the talking point and they want to henpeck everybody. Here's the deal. O'Keefe, myself, you, we just want to change things. We don't care if we get attacked because we know we're doing the right thing. That's called leadership. By the way, since you mentioned Hillary's a criminal, this just broke. Huffington Post, it's going up on InfoWars.com. I haven't looked yet, but Drudge always is ahead of us. I'm sure it's on DrudgeReport.com. FBI says it's reopening investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email. And I said this 2 days ago. It's over, okay? I mean, there's no way the FBI can ignore this, or they discredit themselves times 10 what we've already seen. There's Fox News. FBI reopens investigation to Clinton email because we have them saying we got to scrub it. We got to cover it up. We have the POTUS involved. We've got him lying. This is hardcore. And we've got them trying to bribe the FBI. Those memos have come out. The FBI released them, not WikiLeaks, to give them cushy jobs at embassies if they would cover up the classification garbage. This is the beginning of the end. Don't they get it? Criminals and thugs and scum. just like Hitler or anybody else, always think they're kicking everybody's ass till they make the good people get up and stand up. And if they think we're savaging them now and tearing their guts out now, we haven't even begun to move. It's like we've started racing. We're just now going off the blocks. We're accelerating. They're slowing down. We're not backing off. We're going to run them over. And they have to understand, it's a spiritual issue. We're running you over. I don't care what happens to me. I don't care if you ridicule me. I'm not a coward follower like you. Didn't you ever figure it out? I'm going to run over you. We're going to bang heads. You think you're tough? We'll see if you are. I'm ramming my head right through yours. I'm coming. Understand that spirit's rising, and you're going to fail. You don't understand that spirit because you're a bunch of backstabbing, cowardly followers. You don't know what it is to stand up for what's right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I agree. And what I want to encourage people, regular people, to stop doing is this nitpicking where somebody shares something with you. Yes, fact find. Yes, look up the facts. Yes, yes, do all that stuff. But this taking sides with the side that you took sides with before, you know, this idea that because you were, my grandfather is a first generation born American and he was a Democrat for 100. If he were around today, he would not be voting for Hillary Clinton. And he would say, he would have the good sense to say, she's not the right person. Not I'm going to align with her because I've always aligned with Democrats. Not I'm going to slam O'Keefe because I heard something about some other video that he did. I want people to stop it because what happens is you should be thanking O'Keefe. You should be thanking O'Keefe for doing those videos and Project Veritas for doing those videos, Alex for sharing them and spreading them so that you know about this massive grand scale corruption. You should be thanking WikiLeaks. I saw Sarah Silverman on, somebody retweeted, it might have been Anthony Cumia. He retweeted something about Sarah Silverman, the comedian, raunchy, despicable comedian, not even funny. A lot of people like her, right?
A fake feminist operative to actually enslave women.
Just like the other one that's always complaining about, oh, don't call me fat, and then she takes pictures of herself and says, look at me, look at me, look at me.
Well, what about the young turds lady when she sits there and calls me fat, when I'm not even, but then says, anyone that calls anybody fat should be arrested.
Yeah, well, it's okay to call you fat because you're a man. We can make fun of white American men all day long. That's a whole topic for another time. But Anthony shares this tweet from Sarah Silverman saying, why is WikiLeaks verified on Twitter? Why is it verified? Well, how about this? Being verified on Twitter, number one, is not some stamp of approval. Number two, it's to make sure that you know where the information is.
It just means that the certified, I had to send them my driver's license and everything, that means it's actually you, so your identity isn't stolen.
Absolutely. And we should be thanking WikiLeaks. We should be thanking O'Keefe and Veritas, and we should be checking the checkers.
Well, sure, what they do is they change the subject and go, one time they said the phones were broken, so he went in a federal building to show that Mary Landrieu was lying and that her phones weren't broken. Oh, my God, they got him for trespassing. Oh, my gosh, he's a hero. I mean, how many times have I trespassed to get a story? It's what you do.
And you follow everybody for a day, and you're going to see, what's that book? Like three felonies they commit a day, and they're, you know, they're negligible things. You got to watch. People make mistakes. Human beings make mistakes. That happens.
Well, here's the deal. They've been breaking the law on every front, overrunning those of us that have consciences and that really care about what we do for our families, and the gloves are coming off. So, you know, at this point, again, I think the piece that you're talking about that's come over a lot of people is, you can really feel the gloves coming off. And like you said, we're in the right journey. Whatever happens, we're gaining momentum. We're gaining strength. The worm is turning, and the globalists know it.
I was wearing this shirt. It's one of my favorite shirts, my InfoWars shirt. It's kind of the G.I. Joe InfoWars shirt. I'm sure you still have them.
Because it's a war on fear mind, yes.
Yeah, I'm wearing it in, we did a broadcast last week in Jamaica. And people in Jamaica, Alex, were stopping me. Local Jamaicans, people at the resort, people in the taxi. I recorded two of them, and people in Jamaica. And I said, well, you know, why are you watching InfoWars? Like, what's it to you? Jamaica is its own, you know, nation. It was under the.
Well, they were prosperous until the globalists took them over, so they know that they know about globalism.
They're into it. They're watching every move.
Oh, listen, I'm not bragging because I'm nobody. But I mean, I've been in London a few times the last few years. I'll stop at Big Ben or just out on the bridge. And I mean, we've done live streams. It's been on tape where 60-70% of people walking by from all the world are listeners. People from China, people from Germany, people from Russia, people from the UK. I mean, that's what I mean. The mainstream media is, let me ask you this question. They're finally getting that the original you know, internet was talk radio because it's open freeform. So that's kind of merged and created the format of the new internet TV show that's dominating everything. They've now figured out that one of my reporters, Paul Watson, has conservatively, let's not exaggerate, 15 million views a week of his videos. Sometimes 30, 40, but let's say 15 on average. That's bigger than any CNN show. They're finally getting, because I'm not into the power trip, but they need to know you're the joke. You're the outsider. You're not listened to anymore. You're done. Don't start World War III trying to hold on to power.
I will say this, though, the danger in that is, and look at the people where they closed Vine down this week, or they're closing it down.
Oh, I know. Oh, no, I agree. They're coming after everybody. I mean, they've told Matt Drudge, they've told us, they're coming. That's what I'm saying. They're going to have to, that's the perfect form of totalitarianism, Matt, is that we're kicking their ass. They know it. They're falling apart. They're going to try to hold on to power. What? How do we counter that?
Well, you got to support these stations. You got to get shows and networks like Alex's on more radio stations. I'll tell you another reason. They're eliminating the broadcast spectrum systematically. So, for instance, the television spectrum this year, I think this year, is going away. Channels 40 through 60 are going away, and then they're going to give them to the mainstream you know, networks.
Oh, I know. Listen, all our wireless mics don't even work anymore because they're getting rid of that spectrum. They're just giving it all to the big digitals, and locals aren't getting it.
And then what will happen is analog, there will be no analog. And it sounds like, oh, yeah, of course you care because you own a radio station in Chicago. Let me tell you something.
No, it's all programmed then they can kill any feed they want.
They can kill it all. They can, not only can they kill it, but they can take out certain words. They can take out certain
words. Yeah, let's explain that to people that don't know. Because they can hit one button and have a program enter the internet that erases my voice off the web in a matter of days. Where my algorithm, my voice is deleted. So that's why save the info, keep it, because we think we're starting to win, folks. The empire is going to strike back, and it's not going to be pretty. Matt Dubiel's our guest. Stay with us.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Well, the FBI has just come out in the last 30 minutes. It's up on Infowars.com. Don Salazar has written about it. Breaking: FBI reopens investigation into Clinton emails because it's so cut and dry illegal on so many fronts because, no exaggeration, thousands of crimes have been committed with these emails and with the secrets and all the rest of it, and the lying to Congress, the lying to the people, the emails saying we've got to cover this up, we've got to clean it up, oh my God, the president's been talking on this. We've got Podesta saying, who told her she can use this and cut off the classifications? This is insane. We should draw and quarter. That means kill. Whoever told her to do this? Well, it was Hillary. That's how they ran the whole administration in Obama's first 4 years. Remember the head of the EPA had a fake name and fake server? This is what they all do. Obama has a nom de plume. Support the broadcast. 25% off on Brain Force running through this weekend. 30 to 40%, at least 30, but it goes up to 40 on the high-quality, affordable foods. Now's the time to take advantage of that. Infowarsstore.com. And we have a Trump is my president red shirt to wear out so folks understand the numbers. Obviously on election day, any red shirt will do, but we have that Trump is my president, the ultimate red shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. Going back to Matt Dubiel of our great Chicago affiliate, we're almost out of time here, and I have the Michael Moore clip. I'll have to get to that in the next segment after you leave us. I got Roger Stone, who's on with us every day with the latest breaking news. Huge election fraud taking place. Do you think the establishment is smart and will back off and realize if they do steal it, it's going to bring them down faster? Because that looks like what's happening right now with the FBI. They wouldn't be doing this if they didn't understand they've got to do something now or lose all credibility. So what I'm saying is, you think they're going to try to steal it? I mean, it's already going on. But are they that crazy to do it in front of everybody with Trump challenging it? Or will they be smart, let him get in, and then try to sabotage him?
I think that they're probably going to, you know, the way things are, it's going to be a combination of both. But this bad, they don't even have to institute election rigging. It happens by people who are inept, processes that are bad. I mean, the fact that we have a guy like George Soros that owns a company that makes voting machines, and then he has a stake in other companies' voting machines. It's like, hello, you shouldn't be doing that on either side.
And he's always been involved in it. He's been involved in these damn things for 30 years.
It's ludicrous. The voting problems have been, it's a joke. I mean, the punchline is Chicago. So that's been happening for my entire life.
Or the punchline's Texas. Exactly. So what do you make of Obama going, there's no such thing as this?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The mere fact that any human being would tell you that there's no such thing as that means that they've got something to hide. The transparent thing to say, as the president, as the secretary of state, would be like, you know what? We've had some problems and we're going to do everything possible. But they're not. They're saying it doesn't exist because they're, you know, there's no drones.
These but it gets crazier. Then they say it's a huge problem. Russia's doing it. They say illegals are voting. We're signing them up to vote all over the country, but it doesn't exist. That's in Bloomberg today. They actually say in the same paragraph, we're doing it, but Trump's insane, it doesn't happen.
So they're master hypnotists, all of them. They're all master manipulators and linguists. They take the emotion from one thing and they project it onto something else and say, oh, I'm going to reframe this. This is the bad thing. So yes. And Trump does that a little bit, except you'll notice what he does is it's not manipulative. He'll go and say, oh, yes, you're right. That did happen. And here's why we're going to fix it. It's very different. It's something everyone needs to watch out for. It's, by the way, one of the reasons those mainstream media outlets are having trouble. It's because people have sort of woken up to this idea of, well, wait a minute. You're saying that doesn't happen, but I know that happens. So how does that work?
It's all meant to make you feel alone and just buy the scam when they steal the election. That's what's happening.
I tell you, people have to be, your job isn't just to vote on election day. It's to cast your vote and make sure that it was cast and recorded.
Sure, it's a war against the media. It's a huge awakening. WCKG.com, Matt Dubiel, you hear his show as well. It's excellent. Thank you so much, my friend, and great job exposing, what was happening with the stage riots in Chicago. You've been totally vindicated. God bless you. We'll be back with the third hour. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.